So, man, think about this. This is your eternity. You don't know when you're going to die. You know, God offers you everlasting life as a free gift if you'll let go of your sins. And we love to fornicate. We love pornography. We love our lust. Like a kid holding onto a stick of dynamite, not realizing that it'll be the death of us. So, so think about that. Think how much you value your eyes and think how much you value your life. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And Sam, the only reason I'm telling you these hard things is because I love you. I care about you, even though I don't know you. The thought of you going to hell horrifies me, so I want you to think about this with a sense of urgency. Will you do that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I try to do that always. I mean, I went to a Christian college, so...
Who hasn't in California? Most people got a Christian background. They've had a semblance, just enough to inoculate them. So please give this some thought. Do you have a Bible at home?
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for talking to me. I really appreciate it. You're very laid back, and but I hope this is... hope it's made you think, okay?
Okay, thanks.
God can let us free from the demands of eternal justice because Jesus paid the fine. We can walk out of God's courtroom. That means he can legally let us live forever. He can take the death sentence off you because of what Jesus did on the cross through his death and resurrection. What you have to do is repent and trust in him. It's very simple. A child can understand it. Repentance is where you confess and forsake your sins. That is, you don't say, I'm a Christian, but you lie and fornicate and look at pornography. That's playing the hypocrite, just deceiving yourself. So you want to be sincere in your repentance for it to be genuine, and then trust in Jesus like you trust a parachute. And God's offering you everlasting life upon your repentance and faith in Christ. Who in his right mind wouldn't say, whoa, that's a good offer?
Well, I don't know what repenting would I have to do to repent.
Have you ever said you're sorry to someone that you did something wrong to?
Yes.
That's all repentance is. You've sinned against God. It's a matter of saying, God, I'm sorry, and then living a lifestyle that proves the reality of your repentance. That's what repentance is. It's a continual thing. God, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lie or steal or blaspheme your name ever again. It has that attitude. And the second thing, trust in Jesus. It's like you trust a parachute. You're on a plane, you're trusting the pilot. Have you met the pilot? But you're trusting your life to his ability. Well, if you can trust a man, how much more can you trust Almighty God? But he's trustworthy, he's faithfully promised. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when do you think you'll get right with God?
Very soon.
Why not today?
Well, I mean, I will. I mean, I could. I don't know.
Why don't you?
I
don't want to force you into it, but I want to say the plane could go down, and this is eternity. This is more serious than a heart attack, so get right with God and then let him do the rest. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Think about this?
I don't need to think about it. I just need to do it, I guess. But I don't even know how to do it.
We can pray when I turn the camera on.
Okay.
Do that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And I am so sick and tired of this stupid, idiotic, satanic lordship salvation mess, I want to throw up on it. You don't have to take him as Lord to go to heaven. You take him as Savior to go to heaven. That's just a glorified salvation by works. Not what you do, it's what he did. It's not do, it's done. 'Tis done. The great transaction's done. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. The old account was settled long ago. Settled. He paid for it. All I can do is trust him.
Easy with that. Well, if you trust him and don't do good, well, all of us do exactly that.
You trust him and don't do good. And you do-gooders better stop and realize it's not do-gooders that get to heaven, it's do-trusters that get to heaven. Have you accepted him as your Savior? By the way, secondly, have you accepted him as your provider? You've accepted him as your sin offering. Have you accepted him as your provision offering? Now here's the thing. The liberals today accept him as the second one, but not the first. You can't go 2-1-3. You can't go 3-1-2. You can't go 2-3-1-3-2-1. You go 1-2-3 or 1-3-2. But you cannot trust him as your provider till you trusted him as your Savior. You cannot trust him as your burden bearer till you trust him as your Savior. So, have you trusted him as your Savior? Do you know that your name is written in heaven? Are you sure if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven? If the trumpet sounded now, and the dead in Christ rose, and those of us who are alive and remain, who are in Christ, should rise and meet the Lord in the air, are you sure? Let me tell you something. If I had one doubt out of 1,000 in my mind tonight, that I would not rise at the rapture, I would stand up tonight and say to you folks, I pastored this church for 28 years and 3 months. But I have some doubts that I'm saved tonight, and I want to tell you something. I'm embarrassed about this because I want you to have a saved pastor. But I'd rather be embarrassed before you than be embarrassed someday at the judgment of God. And I'm going to tell you folks, I want to get saved tonight. I'd do it just like that if I had one doubt in a thousand. For the 10,000th time, I'd rather lose my job as pastor of this church than lose my hope for the holy city. To be embarrassed for the next few years and be embarrassed for eternity. I've accepted him as my Savior. I know I have. I'm saved, not because I'm good, but because he's good. Not because what I've done, but because what he's done. I'm saved. It's all settled. I trust him. I'm not saved because I joined the church. I'm not saved because I got baptized. I'm not saved because I live a good life. I'm not saved because I take communion. I'm saved because I got on the boat that he built for me through his death on Calvary. And I'm trusting the pilot. I often get on the airplane. See the pilot. Co-pilot up there. I'll walk up and say, you guys sober? And they'll usually cut up. Say, well, nearly. I say, you know the way. You got your road map. Have you been to school? And all those little hundreds and hundreds of little doojiggers up there. I said, you guys know which one of those to push and which ones to pull? And I often say to one up, well, okay. My mama told me to be careful. She's going to be upset with you folks if you don't be careful now. But if we go down, it's your fault. By the way, I have one deal. If the pilot will go up, I'll go up with him. He said, well, how's you ever not want to fly on a flight? No, not quarter of a century. He goes up, I'll go up. I mean, if he goes down, and I go down, he's going down too. That's a wonderful truth. You might all write that down. But that's the way you get saved. I don't get saved because I take a Reese's peanut butter cup and give it to the pilot. I don't get saved because I shine the pilot's shoes. I don't get saved because I'm good to the pilot. I don't get to Florida tomorrow because I'm nice to the passengers on the plane. I get there because I trust the pilot. Well, how you trust the pilot? Get on the plane.